Last week, a hashtag popped up on Indian TV I never thought I'd see. Gay sex, no crime.
Warm welcome, you're watching India Today. It's been a big victory for the LGBTQ community after the Supreme Court decriminalizes gay sex in India.
The Indian Supreme Court decriminalized gay sex in India. This law, Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, has been on the books since 1861, when Queen Victoria was on the throne in London and India under British rule. England got rid of the law long ago, but India, its old colony, held on to it till last week. Five judges of the Supreme Court finally called it arbitrary and unjust and said history owed LGBT Indians and their families an apology. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Far away from India in San Jose, California, Ashok Jethanandani heard the news.
It was in the news in many feeds in the US.
He told his husband Arvind Kumar, who could hardly believe it.
I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime. We are walking on air right now. It seems that in their opinions, the justices actually got it. They really got it. And it's such a wonderful feeling.
This ruling is especially sweet to Arvind and Ashok. In 1986, Arvind and a friend started Trikon, the world's oldest South Asian LGBT magazine. He didn't know very many gay South Asians at all, but he wanted to find them.
I was relentless in terms of sending letters to the editors of every gay publication I could find.
And every South Asian one, hoping somewhere they would overlap. The first editorial in Trikon said looking for gay life in India felt like looking for life on the moon. The gay magazine, The Advocate, printed his letter. Ashok read it and found Arvind.
It was such a great conversation because I knew exactly what he was talking about.
In 1986, Trikon marched for the first time in the San Francisco Pride Parade.
We had a banner-making party and it was such a high because, you know, I had watched the parade many years before, but I was on the sidelines. This is the first time I was in the middle of the street with this huge sign.
An Indian-American journalist wrote a story about Trikon for a magazine in India and the floodgates opened.
And not just from the big cities in India. We started getting letters from the smaller towns. So this magazine had quite a circulation. I think there was also a very handsome man on the cover.
One of those letter writers was me, a young man just coming to terms with his sexuality in Kolkata with no one to talk to.
The main thing that I got out of those letters was just the loneliness. You know, you have no one to talk to where you live, in your city, in your town, your circle of friends. Think about that, you know. The alienation, the isolation that people felt in that generation, my generation, was so acute.
What we did with almost every letter was we would send a handwritten response back. It could be a short response, but just words of support.
For so many gay men and women in India, Trikon was the way we found each other. There was a personals column. You put an ad in Kolkata and waited 4 months for it to be printed in California.
I wanted people to know that they were not alone.
Yeah, you always included a personal story.
Always.
Years later, I lived in San Francisco, volunteered with Trikon, and Arvind and Ashok's home became my surrogate home. I found the courage to come out not through parades, but in the quiet strength of their domesticity, their cats, their family-sized Toyota car, their home-cooked meals. But most of all, because they were so uncompromisingly out, even to the Indian community. Arvind remembers at an event some Indian insisting there were no gay Indians. Ashok couldn't take it anymore.
And then my partner sitting next to me stands up and says very loudly, and some of those gay people are here in this room today. So that kind of burst his bubble right away.
Ashok and Arvind ran India Currents, an arts magazine for the larger Indian community. They made sure Trikon marched not just in San Francisco Pride, where it was easy, but in the India Day Parade in Fremont.
So mostly we were met with stunned silence, which was kind of uncomfortable being used to, you know, raucous support in San Francisco Pride Parade.
But they stayed put right there, unabashedly Indian, uncompromisingly gay. That first issue of Trikon was like a message in a bottle, floated out to sea hoping someone would find it. It docked last week at the Supreme Court of India.
I really, really feel that this India rediscovery itself, it's not a Western thing. It's India learning to be Indian once again.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.